you can stop this thing, yeah? I mean, we can get back.
Am I the only one getting a sense of deja vu? You know, just once, I want to be in a time machine that isn't careering dangerously under control.
He's not answering the question, is he?
He does that. I've noticed.
I'm a trifle busy. Is that all right? Besides, questions are more interesting than answers. That's why people like magic tricks. Revel in the mystery.
Oh, we're reveling. We're reveling.
Okay, let's go. We're using the word better relative, of course.
Of course. Is there anything we can do to help?
Yes. Helen, hold down that button.
This button?
That button. And Liv, could you keep flipping this switch?
Consider it flipped.
And what does doing this actually do?
Nothing, it just keeps you occupied while I do this. I thought you wouldn't want to know what was coming.
I literally think I might have done.
Did you just slam on the brakes?
An advanced temporal escape shuttle is unlikely to have anything you define as simply as brakes.
You're not answering again.
I stabilized us. Shut off the engines. It's not the same thing. The temporal momentum from the launch is carrying us forward. We're still traveling into a murdered future. Only now we're travelling into it gently.
Right. I suppose that's an improvement.
So maybe we should stop travelling into a murdered future and go back in time and stop it getting murdered in the first place.
I'm not sure that's possible.
Not possible?
But if you can control the ship...
I can't. Stabilising something isn't the same thing as controlling it. This pod has a very different design from the TARDIS. I'm not sure I know how to steer it. For the moment, we're adrift.
We have to go back. You know we do.
You think I don't want to? Look at those readings. Outside this ship, out there, beyond the walls of the vortex, there's nothing, nothing at all. Dead space. Padrax destroyed the future of the universe. Every single creature for the rest of time wiped from existence. The only thing left here is us. Trapped forever in an eternity of emptiness.
This looks like the sort of gunk you put in a food machine. We do have a food machine. Yeah, over there.
It's not terribly appetizing.
No, but there is a lot of it. I suppose they were planning to cater for a bigger crew. We won't starve.
Thank heaven for small mercies. Food. Noted. Should we not just list the practical items?
Everything. I want a full inventory of everything. You never know what might help. Many's the time I've had my life saved by a piece of fresh fruit. We can't afford to ignore a single item.
You heard the man. And keep a special eye out for bananas.
A valuable source of vitamins.
This is a life pod, remember? So it's likely to be filled with all manner of items designed to aid survival. That's exactly the sort of thing we'll find useful if we want to get out of here.
Yes, I understand the principle. Fire extinguishers. What amazing. Gallifreyan fire extinguishers look exactly the same as Earth ones. First aid kit.
Fire extinguishers. First aid kit.
And what are you up to, exactly?
I'm trying to access the ship's schematics. If I can understand the way this pod flies, I might be able to direct its course. Then it's always possible I could send us back in the other direction.
There are altogether too many variables in that sentence for comfort.
I know. But Padrak would never have locked us in here if he thought that there was an easy way out.
Yes, Padrak, you mentioned him. The man in the robes. Who was that exactly?
Oh, yes, of course. You never met him, did you?
No. I'm not entirely sure I missed out.
Old school friend of the Doctor's. Although that definition is changing at quite an alarming rate.
It seems he's been working with the Sonomancer and the Eleven and the Clocksmith and goodness knows who else. That's odd, that. He was never that exciting at the Academy.
Exciting?
Well, you know what I mean. Superior, yes. Self-satisfied, yes. Evil, no. And I tend to notice things like that.
Yeah, full marks for observation.
But even if we can find a way to control this ship, is it worth going back? It's all well and good returning, I suppose, but if the universe out there has been destroyed, doesn't that mean we can't stop him? You always say we can't change what's happened.
No, it's not as simple as that. We've been into the future. We've seen it. It existed, which suggests that this is the aberrant timeline. Padrak is altering established history. We would just be setting it back on its true course, or at least trying to.
Right. I think I understand.
Well, more than I do. I'm largely guessing.
No change there, then. These look like pressure suits.
Yes, for work on the hull.
Pressure suits on the list. Well, at least a solution. If I was adrift in a regular lifeboat, I mean, on the ocean, and it was careering away from civilization, if I had a life jacket, I could always just jump out, swim in the opposite direction.
There is no resistance in the vortex. You can't swim it. There's nothing to push against. It would be like jumping into the sea and realizing you were paralyzed. If we tried, we'd only end up floating around aimlessly out there. I don't think those suits would last long outside with the force field down. We would die.
Well, it was an idea.
It was not a very good idea, was it? Come on, come on! You need to find something useful.
Doctor, you left us behind.
What? Do we have to do this now?
The one thing we've got plenty of here is time. You left us behind.
Well, that is putting it harsh.
Yeah, but you did, though. Opted to take off with Sister Cantica or Malone or whatever her name is, though I can see she might have her appeal.
You make it sound worse than it was.
You have no idea how it was.
I thought you would be safer.
When are you going to learn? That's literally never true.
I didn't expect you both to shack up at the first time traveler that swung by batting an eyelid. You ran off with the Nine, for goodness sake. The Nine! In my TARDIS! How do you think I felt about that?
We thought it was you.
One of the most dangerous, insane criminals in Gallifreyan history, and you thought he was me. Is that supposed to make me feel better?
But to be fair, I did catch on quite quickly.
And I didn't get much chance to. I'd barely met him before he was chucking me at the Chancellery Guard, but that doesn't alter anything.
Actually, that's a point. Where did he come from? The 11, I can understand, but the 9? Octavian? He was a Time Lord, his future selves, voices in his head. It's plausible. Octavian was the 8. Same knack for impenetrable pseudonyms as the Master. I see.
Doctor.
Of course, the 11 not recognizing either of you when you first met him does rather confirm the theory that this hasn't always happened. That what Padraig is doing is affecting the past as well as the future, altering the true timeline, meaning we can alter it back.
Don't change the subject, Doctor. Since you abandoned us, I was attacked by some guards, knocked unconscious by your supposed mate, and now I'm hurtling into the future in a spinning box of doom. Maybe, just maybe, if you hadn't done that, we wouldn't be in this mess now. You don't leave us behind, Doctor. Not again. Not ever. We are a team. We're stronger that way. Do you understand?
Look, seeing as we're all trapped in the same room together with no obvious means of escape, it does seem something of a moot point.
Do you understand?
You're right, of course. I'm sorry, I just thought...
You don't get to think. You don't get to make those choices.
I'm sorry.
Good. And to Helen?
Helen?
No, I don't think
I... shouldn't have spoken to you like that. We are trying our best in a situation where we are way out of our depth. A situation that is largely his fault. Now, I know he's not happy, but we're not the ones he should be angry with, right?
Right.
I'm sorry, Helen.
Apology accepted.
Wonderful. Right, well, that's that out of the way. Do you reckon you could finish off the inventory? It really would be most helpful.
Sure.
I think we're nearly done.
What are these? They look like guns.
Temporal flares.
Flares? They actually burn.
Well, not in the way you're imagining it. Not the same as regular flares. They don't need oxygen, for example. But basically, yes, they burn. Cross-dimensionally. Not much use, though, I'm afraid. Great for signalling other time ships. But when there's nothing out there to signal, they're just slightly disappointing fireworks. It's exactly the same problems with the communication systems. You see? Static. No one around to come and rescue us. No one at all.
Great. And that's the lot. So we're done for.
Not necessarily. I think I might just have located the steering controls. Ho, 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 ho! And they are almost childishly simple. So how come I miss them?
Who cares? Turn us around.
Right, yes. Of course.
Is anything happening? Nothing seems to be happening.
Yeah, that's why I missed them. They aren't responding properly. The crucible was still being constructed when we arrived. Stands to reason that there'll be a few missed connections here and there, the odd broken circuit.
But we can fix them, right?
Well, we can try. Just have to identify where the problems are and...
That's not a happy O.
All the internal systems are working perfectly. The problem is with the Time Brothers themselves. They don't seem to have been attached properly. Now, it looks like I can attach them.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
But I'll have to climb onto the outside of the ship to do it.
Oh, that's not good.
No, but it's better than nothing. Looks like we'll be breaking out one of those precious suits after all. Right, communicator controls are over there.
Here?
Not there. Now, I should be able to keep you fully informed of my progress throughout.
Okay.
Switch it on. Now, if I pop on the helmet... Testing, testing. Uno, dos, tres, can you hear me?
Coming through loud and clear.
I can't hear you. If you want to talk, flip that switch.
Right, sorry. Coming through loud and clear.
Now I can hear you. Excellent. Good news. I'll leave my side open. Well, let's give it a try. Now, if you'll just allow me a moment to attach the tether.
I thought you said there was a force field.
Yes, there is, but I'll still be getting a good buffeting out there. If I fall off without this, I might not float away, but it could still prove a little tricky getting back inside.
I see.
Okay, attached. Wish me luck, everyone. Right. Oh, that's not good.
Not the best sentence to start a dangerous mission with.
I wasn't able to get a good look at the vortex in there. The viewing window wasn't clear enough, but here...
What about it?
It's all ragged and torn. There are gaps everywhere, holes. Whatever Padraig and his gang do, it damages the very fabric of history itself.
I can see why you didn't think that was good.
Well, it's not a problem for us. We should still be safe in the pod. It's just... it's worrying.
All the more reason to get a move on then, eh?
Yes, you're quite right. Looks like there are handles and steps along the hull for just this sort of extra-vehicular activity. Climbing around shouldn't be too hard.
Oh, don't say that. Never say that.
Now, if I can just reach the first one... Yeah. Got it.
Don't do anything stupid.
I'm already doing something stupid. Everything from here on out is comparatively sane. Right. One handle down. Just about another four to go, I reckon, judging by the distance.
Slow and steady, okay? There's no rush.
Well, don't worry, I'm in no hurry. I'm looping the tether through the handles. Should help if I drift off.
Good. Well, you keep us in the loop. I worry for that man sometimes, I really do.
Thank you for what you said earlier.
Said what?
That the doctor shouldn't have snapped at me.
Oh, it was nothing. Well, he shouldn't have.
He trusts you a lot, doesn't he?
Well, we've been through a lot.
I know. Sometimes I feel a bit redundant.
Oh, no, I've just been around here longer. Don't worry, you've proved your worth.
I hope so.
How's it going out there?
Nearly reached handle number four.
It's a bit further round, other side of the engines. It'd be tricky to reach, might have to jump.
Is that really a good idea?
No, but it's happening, yeah!
Doctor? Doctor, are you all right?
No, I missed. Bounced off the side of the ship. Ah! Well, that was really quite painful.
Where are you now?
I'm floating. About 10 feet away.
You're still attached, though.
Yeah, yeah, the tether held.
You can get back.
I'm pulling myself in as we speak. Shouldn't be too hard. Nearly there.
Ah! Good. Well, just don't do that again.
What are you talking about, don't do that again? I've got to do it again. How else am I going to get around?
All right, then. Just do it better.
Thank you for your support.
Oh, for goodness sake!
That's getting really annoying now. I'm putting myself back in.
Do you want one of us to try?
No, no, you won't have the technical know-how to attach the rudders. It's got to be me. I just have to make it across, that's all, even if it takes me all day.
Well, I suppose we do have a first aid kit.
Yeah!
Doctor?
Made it! That's all plain sailing from this point on.
Apart from the fact you've got to do that again, coming back.
You're no fun.
No fun? I'm all the fun.
I'm going for number five, and... yeah! Got it. One final swing, and... yeah! And we're done. Excellent. Should be able to get those rudders sorted from here.
I'd almost laugh if he's forgotten the toolkit.
Oh, don't. But yes.
Oh. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
We may have hit a little snag.
Sounds good.
You know what I said about the time rudders being disconnected?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're definitely that. They're definitely not connected, but that's because they're not here at all.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. They really hadn't finished putting this crate together, had they?
I don't like the sound of this.
So, if they're not there, that means...
That means we can't steer this pod at all. We have one direction and one direction only. Forward. Into oblivion. I was starting to feel like a goldfish. Ow, 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 ow.
Don't rush. We'll get the suit off you.
Oh. Feeling those bruises?
Oh, no, more than that, even with the force field up out there, the vortex isn't a good environment to hang around in. And I really was hanging around. Ow!
Well, ow. Just sit down and take a rest once you're out of this thing.
Oh, I should have known it wouldn't be that easy. Padraig must have been aware of what shape this ship was in. He seemed to think dumping us here was a death sentence.
Yeah, but Padraig's all cracked. I wouldn't take his word about anything.
Oh, it's a relief to be out of that. I've failed you. I've let you down. I've let everyone down.
No, that's not true.
Isn't it? Don't you see? This is all my fault.
I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, last time I checked, you weren't the one planning on destroying the universe.
After the 11 escaped, I tried to stop him, stop whatever was going on, but everything I've done since that day has helped Padraig with his plans, not hindered them.
No, you're wrong.
Actually, I think it goes back even further than that, back to when the 11 was captured. You remember Milev, the old me?
How could I forget?
He was the one who took the 11 into custody. I thought I'd outsmarted him, trapped him in my web of plot and counterplot. But that was hubris. That wasn't... I was putting him into cold storage until he was needed. If I hadn't been so certain of my own prowess, my own superior intellect, maybe I might have seen that.
You couldn't have known.
Oh, couldn't I? I was so arrogant. I used to flatter myself, the great manipulator, the master of chess on 1,000 boards. But I could barely win a game of snakes and ladders compared to Padraig. I trusted him. And he's rewarded me by playing me for a fool.
That doesn't make it your fault.
But it happened every time. Every single time. I was the one that turned Kaleria into the Sonomancer, remember?
Yes, well, you can't take all the blame for that.
And I put the Doomsday Chronometer together.
We all did, all three of us.
Everything Padraig has wanted, I've handed it to him on a plate. He knew he wouldn't be able to get me out of the way, so he used that to his advantage. Made my meddling a part of the plan, a key aspect. Now he's got it all. The universe is destroyed and it's because of me.
Look, we're all culpable on some level, but you know what? That's not a reason to give up. That's a reason to keep fighting, to make it right.
How? How can I make it right when I'm trapped?
I don't know. You'll think of something. That's what happens.
What if I can't?
There'll be a way out. There always is.
No, there's not. Well, that's true every time, except one. Except with what gets you.
But...
You think we're doing something special. Surviving whatever life's thrown at you so far isn't a skill. It's called still being alive. Everyone you've ever met has done it, by definition.
I suppose that's true.
Just because we've managed to muddle through everything so far doesn't mean we always will. There's always a way out until there isn't. One time, you don't have an escape route. And for us, I think this might be that time.
I refuse to accept that. You're being fatalistic.
It's always going to start with denial.
There'll be something else. We've missed something. Where are those schematics of yours? Maybe it needs another eye.
I believe in you, Doctor. You're the best man I've ever known. There'll be a loophole. And you'll find it.
I wish I had your faith.
It's not faith. I know.
Go give Liv a hand.
All right. Need any help?
Not sure yet. Look, the way I see it, nobody builds something like this without fail-safes. Yes, the rudders might be the primary steering mechanism, but you're not going to put yourself in a position where if they fail, you're completely stuffed. There'll be alternatives like, I don't know, emergency brakes or a life raft or...
A life raft for the life raft?
Well, maybe not that, but along those lines, some secondary system as a backup. We just need to find it.
Maybe they hadn't got around to installing it yet either.
Maybe not, but it's worth a look. The doctor was only looking in here for the steering controls. He didn't go any deeper. If there's a solution, this is where it's going to be.
I see. Liv, what if he's right?
Right?
The doctor?
He's not. He's never right. He's the smartest person I've ever met, and he's still a complete idiot. Give him enough time, he'll surprise himself. You'll see.
I hope so.
Or maybe we'll surprise him. Doctor?
Yes?
Doctor, you do realise this thing has sails, don't you?
Sails?
Sails? What are you talking about?
Well, what else would you call those?
I suppose I'd call them sails. Yes, well done, Liv.
Sails? In the vortex?
Three of them, from the looks of things.
But this isn't a boat.
Well, not in a conventional sense, no, but there are parallels. They must be intended to catch the time winds. Something to keep you moving if the power fails.
Or if you can't steer. They're loaded up in hatches on top of the pod. We can just pop them out.
So what, we unfurl them, then we just alter their angles to change our course like regular sails?
Precisely. They might be able to arrest the momentum.
Sounds worryingly simple. They did actually install them.
Well, let's have a look, shall we? Yes. All present and correct. Wonderful. Weigh the anchor and hoist the mainsail. I think we have a fighting chance.
Get in.
Okay, I'm going to give you a countdown. We're still travelling forward at quite a rate, so when I operate the sails, there'll probably be a big wrench.
So brace ourselves, in other words.
Simply put, yes.
Half of the course when you're driving.
I heard that.
You were meant to.
I do exactly as I say, exactly when I say it. On the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! I did warn you. You haven't been busy being sarcastic.
But I like being sarcastic.
They're fighting rather more aggressively than I'd expected. Uh-oh, there we go. That explains it.
What's that?
They're not fully secured.
Seriously, are we not allowed one break?
I said it was too simple.
Well, we knew this was a work in progress.
Are they safe?
Not remotely. I'm trying to shift their inclination, but they're not designed to be activated at this sort of speed. We need to ease the pressure on the sails, otherwise we'll lose them.
So how do we do that?
Right, first, we need to keep the ship steady. I can't make the angles work if I don't know how we're inclining. That monitor there, Helen, what does it say?
This one. It says 0.13.
Keep twisting the dial left to keep it as close to zero as possible. It'll probably fight you, but you'll be fine.
Doing it.
Me?
Well...
All right, what's that?
Oh, no. Already? We've lost the first one. Not the best start ever.
Is that it? Is it over?
No, not yet. We could sail with one if we needed to, but losing any of them increases the pressure on the others. We'll need to work fast. Liv, the forward oxygen tanks. Those controls, there, vent them.
Vent the oxygen tanks? That doesn't sound a great plan.
It'll only be two of them. This ship is designed for way more than three people. Even with a couple of tanks gone, we could still live out full, happy lives and have enough oxygen left for a weekly bonfire. Do it, quickly.
Okay, if you say so.
They'll vent forward. That might just reduce our speed.
When is it working?
Does that answer your question? Oh, for goodness sake!
Just one left. Come on, come on, come on. You can do it.
The numbers. They're going up too fast now. I can't get them down. 0.4, 0.5.
Just do your best.
25% oxygen left.
Oh, please, please be a good sail. Work with me. We'll all get out of this. I'll take you for a holiday to Lake Windermere.
What's that? Sounds like an alert.
I pay it no heed. Just ignore it. Ignore them too.
That's it. The oxygen in the forward tanks is all gone.
Monitor status.
0.75 and climbing. 0.8.
No, 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 no. Please, no. Last one gone.
That's it. It's over.
What's with all these alarms? Why are we still shaking?
Losing the sails has caused structural damage to the outside of the pod. When they were torn away, they took a good chunk of the outer shell with them.
It never rains, does it?
Helen, keep working that dial.
All right. It feels easier now.
Well, good, it should. That's a positive sign. It's just all the other signs that are a problem.
Can you repair the damage?
I can get it back under control, but that's about it.
And the sails?
They're gone. Sorry.
I know they snapped off, but surely they'd have got caught in the force field. Maybe we can hook them back
in. No, they were outside of the force field. They had to clear it in order to catch the time winds. They're lost to eternity. There we go, getting her steady. She's coming back to us. And we are back in control. She's stable again, good.
I better get a fire extinguisher.
How's it looking?
They tore away a lot of the external connections. We won't necessarily be able to control everything from in here anymore.
Right. I really thought we had a chance there.
Yes, so did I.
Well, we still do. We're still alive. That's good enough for me.
Live.
That was just plan B. We've got a whole alphabet to get through yet. It took me, 2 minutes to find those sales in the database. There has to be something else in there.
Liv, I'm not sure there is.
We won't know unless we look. There'll be a backup.
That was the backup.
Then a backup for the backup.
Like the life raft for the life raft.
Liv, I'm not sure there's anything else we can do. If the steering wasn't attached and the sails weren't fully secured, do you really believe that there might be a tertiary system in full working order?
He's right.
There might be.
There won't be. Besides, we've just put the ship through an awful lot of stress. It's not designed for this sort of punishment. We're lucky losing the sails didn't tear us apart.
So? It didn't.
It came close. There's only so much damage this pod can take. We're blundering in the dark. We try something else. Who knows what might happen?
So that's it. We're done for. We've just got to sit here and take it.
Right, what did they say done for exactly?
Well, what would you say exactly?
Well, we're still alive.
Yeah, but no one else is. There's no one else out there alive in the entire universe, and you want us to just accept that?
I want you to accept that we might not always win.
And I do accept that, I do. You think I've forgotten Molly, Martin, any of them? Of course I accept it. But not today. Not this day. It's too big what he's done. It's too big. We can't give up.
And we don't have to, not yet. I just want to prepare you for the worst, that's all.
You really think we're trapped?
I really think we have to allow for that possibility.
Then think harder.
I'm trying. But if the best we can do now is survive, we have to be ready for that. We have to be ready to carry on forward, carry the memory of what he took, keep them alive that way, if there's nothing else.
That's not good enough. We made this happen. That's what you said. We caused it. It's our duty to go back and save them. It's not a choice. We wouldn't carry the memory of them forward. We'd carry the guilt.
And that would be our punishment.
I'm going to check the database, even if you won't.
Liv, please!
You can't really believe this is it.
I'm running out of ideas, Ellen.
You never run out of ideas.
Staying here forever wouldn't be a bad way to go.
You're not serious.
I'm totally serious. I mean, think of the alternatives. We could burn up in a supernova, get eaten alive, be exterminated.
Be what?
It doesn't matter. No, living out eternity in a reasonably comfortable room is probably one of the better fates you could ask for if you were so inclined. I mean, there's an impressive database here. At least they bothered to load that up. Quite the art collection, big bank of literature, drama, billions of civilizations worth from the looks of it. If we do get stuck here, at least we won't get bored.
Anything from Earth?
Practically the British Library.
I see. I could read everything. All those books I've been meaning to read for years, but never found the time.
Wouldn't be such a bad life, would it? Being stuck here? I mean, if that's all we've got.
You can't think like that.
Let's hope I don't have to. How's it going over there?
Nothing. I've not found anything.
Liv.
I just can't give up, all right?
Liv, I...
No, Doctor, let me... Look, Liv. I remember when I knew my grandmother was dying. She was a lovely lady, you know, every cliché. Baking all day, reading stories all night, spoiling us rotten. Then one day she came back from hospital and she told us she was ill. So very, very ill. Actually, you know, it's funny. I say I remember when I knew, but thinking back, I don't. The first day, she just said she was sick. It must have been later on when she said it was terminal, but I don't remember that conversation at all. Odd. You think it would stick in your memory?
Yes.
I suppose that's because knowing in your head that someone's terminally ill is very different from knowing it in your heart. It's all very well for Granny to say it's incurable, assuming, of course, that that's what she did say. It's quite another to understand that, for it to seep into your soul. When someone's been in your life literally every day of your existence, the possibility of their absence is, well, it's unimaginable. They can't die, they simply can't, and yet...
Yes. Look, I know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me there are some hopes you've got to let go of.
Exactly. Took us a long time to realise that was it, that she'd be with us a few more years, but in real terms, it was over. She was gone. With her standing there, alive, in front of us, it took us a long time to believe. But believing is the first step in healing, in moving on.
And you think I don't know that? I was a med tech. There's nothing you can say to me that I haven't said to 100 grieving families over the years. I've seen people die. I've had to break the news to bereaved relatives, tell weeping widows that it's going to get better. And it's a rotten job to do every time. That's why I don't give up. Not until I'm certain. I try and I try until there's no hope at all, until every last option is exhausted. And then I keep trying. I keep going, hoping for a miracle.
Miracles don't happen.
Not if you don't make them. I mean, with your grandmother. I bet you fought. I bet you did everything you could.
Oh, yes, of course, we all did.
Exactly. It's only worth giving up if you've given it the best shot you've got. We've barely skimmed the surface here. Helen, doctor, please, if this is it, I want to deal with it in my own way. I want to exhaust every possible option. You have to allow me that. You have to give me at least that, please.
Of course. Yes, whatever you need.
Thank you. Doctor?
No.
What? No? You think I should stop? You really think I should stop?
No, I think you should stop looking in there. Let me explain. Poetry, Dylan Thomas. 1950s. Here we are. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light.
Eh?
It's about getting old. It's not entirely appropriate, but it's close enough. This poem talks about fighting the inevitable. Liv, you are right. You don't quit. And you know why you don't quit? Because you're a doctor. It's not what you do. I should remember that.
But I don't understand. If you don't think I should give up, shouldn't I keep looking at the schematics?
No, because the solution won't be in there. That one I am right about. It would be a waste of time. If we want to escape, we have to think, if you'll pardon the expression, outside the box. We have to look at the trap itself.
A room? Four walls?
Not that specific. Padraic locked us in here. Sent us to the end of time. Now, what's the flaw in that as an idea, as a concept? There's something there. I can feel it. But what?
Padraic. Doctor, you keep saying that Padraic wouldn't have put us in here if he thought there was a way out.
Well, exactly. He seemed pretty certain he'd got us.
Yes, but he thinks differently to us. So is that what we should think about? This is a trap that would stop him, not you. What would Padraic overlook? What kind of escape route wouldn't he have dreamt up in a million years? What would he never have even considered?
Yes. Well, that's good. Yes, well, that's something to be going on with.
But how can we tell? We're not mind readers.
Well, what kind of man is he? I don't know. Like I say, I've barely met him, but you two might.
Oh, he's like everyone else on Gallifrey. A bit stuck up, a bit pompous.
That's a bunch.
Yeah, you're not on Gallifrey, obviously.
But he's more than that, isn't he? If he's willing to destroy the entire universe.
Yeah, but it's not quite as simple as that. Padraic isn't your commoner garden renegade Time Lord. He's not after conquest. He's doing it to save his own world.
So you're saying he's utterly selfish, willing to sacrifice anyone else to stay alive?
I suppose, yes. Yes, he was always more concerned for his own safety than anyone else. He'd never risk his own neck for... Oh.
Doctor? Doctor, is something the matter?
No. I wouldn't say that. I would say something is the very opposite of the matter. Liv, Helen, by George, I think I've got it.
Got it?
You what? And who's George?
I mean, would it work? It might work.
What might work?
Tell us.
Your very first suggestion, Helen.
I should have listened to you straight away. You were very much on the right track.
I was? I can't remember what I said.
Beats me.
No, but I remember, and that's what's important. Liv, get me a pressure suit. In fact, get three. You'll need them as well.
We're going outside?
Just me, to start with. But yes, in time. I think we have a way of heading back. Are you two ready for a leap of faith?
I'll zip you in.
Oh, so glad to be back in this
thing. So what's the plan?
Life jackets, jumping in the ocean. That's what you suggested.
Jumping out there? But you said that couldn't work. That it'd be like jumping into the sea and realising you were paralysed.
Realising you couldn't swim.
And it would be. But that's no reason to write the idea off completely. You've just evolved the question into a new form. If they're stuck in the middle of an ocean, how does someone who can't swim get to shore?
I don't know.
No.
They ride a wave.
A wave?
A really big wave.
There are waves in the vortex.
No, there are time winds. But they're nowhere near powerful enough to push us back as far as we need.
So, no, still not getting it.
You've got to think less literally. Ocean waves aren't the only kind of waves in existence. You've got sound waves, radio waves, light waves, shock waves.
Shock waves?
Yes.
Are you joking?
I never joke, apart from when I do.
I don't understand.
The doctor wants us to put on these suits and ride a shock wave back in time through the vortex.
Yes, I've got that far.
Yeah, well, the way I see it, there's only one place he could get a shockwave from.
Oh?
If you were floating in an empty ocean next to a lifeboat and you needed to generate a wave to wash you to the shore, what would you use to create one?
I'd blow up the boat.
Bang on.
Exactly.
Yes, I think I'm with Liv on this one. Are you joking?
Well, I'm obviously being a little bit flippant, but I doubt you'd be able to actually cross the entire ocean to the shore.
Not about that.
Look, I appreciate it's a little dangerous.
A little dangerous? A little? That's what you're going with?
You said these suits wouldn't last long out there.
And they won't.
And you said that was even inside the force field. Hold on. How do we get past the force field?
All in good time. If we get downtime of the pod, then the shockwave from the blast will give us a rapid push in the other direction. Temporal momentum will do the rest. We're not that far ahead, relatively speaking. We should fly back past the point at which Padraic's scheme is initiated, and then have a chance to stop it.
But without the pod, how do we get out of the vortex?
You remember, I said it was torn, ripped. The pressure out there will be unequal. We will get sucked out through one of the holes, probably.
And end up where?
Yeah, no idea. There's no way of telling. Hopefully somewhere safe. But we can't be sure.
You mean we could end up in a sun? Or a mile underground?
It's not impossible.
This plan improves all the time.
Then we'd just have to wait to be rescued. Hope we're able to flag down a spaceship or a time ship or something along those lines.
Which is another gamble in itself.
Pretty much, yes. Well, there we are. I think that's the plan. Sounds about right.
So let me get this straight. You want us to jump into the vortex, an environment we've actually seen drive people insane, and you've always told us it's basically fatal. Then you want us to blow up this ship, the one we're in, the only thing currently keeping us alive, so we can be blasted back through time, hopefully get sucked out of the vortex to arrive in a time and place unknown, and then cross our fingers that someone will actually be able to rescue us when we get there.
That's basically the size of it, yes?
Well, I'm game.
Yeah, why not?
You don't want time to think about it, or
no, I reckon I'm good.
Likewise.
Yeah, we could stay here, live long and moderately happy lives.
Yes, we could. But everyone else out there is dead. We have a chance to stop that.
A very slim chance.
But a chance. If the cost of my survival is letting the rest of the universe rot, well, I'm not sure I'm up for that.
Well, even if there's no guarantee we'll be able to save them at all.
Doctor, we've made our choice.
I knew I could trust you. Right. First order of business.
Is why you're wearing the pressure suit, presumably.
Got it in one. And it answered your question from earlier, Helen, the force field. If that's still in operation when this thing blows, we won't be knocked back through time. In fact, we won't be able to get far enough away from the pod to avoid being atomized by the explosion.
So you need to deactivate it?
Correct.
And let me guess. The force field's generated by something on the outside of the pod.
Correct. Again, you ladies are on fire tonight. Usually I'd be able to just flip a switch in here, but the sails took the control connections with them. I've got to go outside. There's no other choice. No self-destruct mechanism.
I suppose it would be a counterintuitive thing to include in a life raft.
Yes, I suppose it would. Still, it's not all bad.
Isn't it?
Self-destruct systems usually have a countdown. An irreversible countdown. You'd be amazed how many times something unexpected happens when you're desperately struggling for survival.
The unforeseen spanner in the works that means the whole thing usually gets a little too close to the wire.
I don't think I'd be that amazed.
This way, we get to blow up the ship in our own time. If something surprising and life-threatening happens, we can factor it in.
Oh, goody.
I suppose that's a bonus.
But if there isn't a self-destruct, how do we blow up the pod?
Good question. Think. The temple flares. They still burn. One of those fired into the engine should be enough to cause a chain reaction. See, I told you the inventory was a good idea.
Should be enough.
You're back to those variables again.
Well, what's life without the odd gamble from time to time?
Safe.
We're really doing this, aren't we?
Looks like it.
Great. Let's get started.
Okay, I'm out.
Remember to secure the tether. When the force field drops, there won't be anything between you and the vortex.
Already tethering. Get yourselves ready in there. The sooner we jump, the better.
Helen's suiting up as we speak.
Nearly done.
Then it's my turn.
Good. The moment I switch this thing off, I can't imagine we'll have long. The hull is looking in pretty bad shape out here.
How far do you have to go?
Maybe 4 handholds? It'll make that 3.
Right, your turn. Okay. Doctor, don't strain yourself. However bad it is climbing up, it'll be worse holding on when the field's down.
Yes, I'm not exactly looking forward to that bit. Yeah. One left.
Oh, don't switch the force field off till we're both ready.
Get the flare guns.
All of them?
No, we won't need more than 2. Each shot will push us further away, and there are 4 charges to a gun. If we haven't managed in 8 shots, I doubt we'll be close enough to try again.
I better keep them secure then.
Yep. Yeah. Right, I'm here. How's it going? You're both suited and booted?
Almost there. I'm done. And I've got the flares.
Take a gun each and attach them to the suits. There should be a connection.
Got it. Done.
Excellent. Then let me know when you're in the airlock.
Will do. Right, helmets on.
Well, I'm ready if you are.
Recoil! Yeah.
Space. I think we're in space. Regular space.
It worked.
Yeah. It worked.
Any sign of the doctor?
No. He was probably drawn out somewhere else.
Are we just floating in space?
From the looks of it, yes. What's that?
I think I'm running out of oxygen. I've got a readout here with a countdown.
Yeah, that does seem to be what's happening.
Can you see any spaceships?
No. You?
Final flare.
Seems our best bet.
Doesn't need oxygen. So what happens now?
We wait. And hope someone turns up in the next 5 minutes and 48 seconds.
It's 45 for me.
They will turn up. And we will find him. And we will stop Padraic. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Because we're a team. Because we're a team. And it's what we do.